a trial today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First of all, it wasn't paid to me. The English Group was a consulting firm that had lots of people doing things, and we offered strategic advice.
So it's a 1.6 million figure?
I don't know. We're going back to check.
It sounds like a whole lot more than just being a historian.
Well, look, I was Speaker of the House and a strategic advisor.
That's Newt Gingrich explaining the $1.6 million he's received from Freddie Mac as a consultant. Yet another wrinkle. And we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with that wrinkle. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's from MSNBC, Richard Liu talking to David Korn from Mother Jones and Josh Krasauer from the National Journal about Gingrich, his involvement with Freddie Mac, and the effect it's likely to have on his campaign.
All right, so we're looking at the issue of whether he lobbied or consulted, and if he made $300,000 or $1.6 million. You know, David, it's going to hurt him either way.
Yes. I mean, well, we now know where he got the money for Tiffany's firm, at least. But the big question here is whether he is fibbing. When asked about this at the debate, he said he was hired as a historian. I spoke to someone at Freddie Mac afterwards who just laughed and laughed and laughed. We don't hire historians. I go, why did you hire him? And they said, well, he was the ex-Speaker of the House. And at the time, Freddie Mac was collecting politicians on the right, on the left, Democrats and Republicans. And so he gave strategic advice. Who did he give it to the lobbyists of Freddie Mac. So for him to go out there and attack Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, say that Barney Frank should go to jail because of supporting Freddie Mac and not overseeing enough, is just ludicrous. His story doesn't hold up. But more importantly, he's just wrong, flip-flopping, and this is not a sustainable position for him.
All right, so that's the freshest issue right now with Newt Gingrich. Then we take a look at his professional life. You know, he was Speaker when the government shut down. And then the ad that you both remember.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree. Our country must take action to address climate change.
All right, so Josh, you know, that ad, he calls it just about the stupidest thing he's ever done. With Newt, though, is there a treasure trove of baggage to be recycled here? That's just one of them?
Well, Richard, there's lots of baggage, and he's been trying to portray himself as an outsider, as someone who's been out of politics for quite some time. But in reality, he has as much Washington baggage as a lot of the other candidates, and frankly, as more than almost any other Republican presidential candidate on the stage. And you know, you really have two tracks in the Republican primary field. You have the establishment track, and Mitt Romney has done very well among the moderate to conservative voters who prefer an establishment-oriented candidate. And Gingrich has surged in the last couple of weeks among those Tea Party types of voters. But the Tea Party voters don't like the kind of connection between government and politics, which Gingrich is now has quite a share of his own connections to, and they certainly don't like Nancy Pelosi, who's the boogeywoman in many ways of democratic liberalism. So the more that he gets attention, the more scrutiny that Newt Gingrich draws in the coming weeks, I think you'll see those numbers with those Tea Party supporters start to go down.
They might fade away. Go ahead, David. Yeah.
You know, Richard, Newt Gingrich has about 17 different organizations, part of Newt Inc. He was talking earlier in the sound clip about how one of them was paid for strategic advice. There are a lot of them, and they've cut deals and have worked for corporations and nonprofits and others. So there is a treasure trove of interconnecting relationships and deals to sort through, as well as 30 years of hyper rhetoric, often mean and very nasty, from Newt Gingrich, directed mainly at Democrats, but often sometimes at Republicans. And so, Paul Ryan, you talk about baggage. He has more baggage than a 747. And I just don't see how, once people start looking, that he'll be able to do anything except address what the old Newt did once upon a time.
So let's talk about that, Josh. When he did excoriate, or we did call out Paul Ryan, we wanted to turn Medicare into a voucher program. Is he going to be able to even get the support of Republicans in Congress?
Well, Richard, the big issue is not so much how the general public views Newt Gingrich, but how conservative-based primary voters view him. And his campaign almost collapsed when he went on Meet the Press several months ago and criticized Paul Ryan's entitlement plan, his entitlement reform plan. And you better believe that every one of his opponents, including Mitt Romney, has footage of that and is going to be using some of that oppo if Newt Gingrich continues to hold and continues to serve as a front-runner in the primary. So this isn't just about Newt Gingrich's baggage with the overall electorate. It's about the fact that a lot of conservatives don't trust him. They look at the campaign ad, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and it's just not he has a lot of convincing to do. He hasn't gotten a lot of scrutiny over the last several months, but he will be in the next few weeks.
Up next, we hear from former Speaker of the House himself on the Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, it's Roger here, and it's time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now. 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Talk radio in review, who's ahead, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Laura Ingraham talking to Newt Gingrich about the money he received from Freddie Mac.
Let's talk about the story that's getting everyone flapping in the media. And this is the Bloomberg report about the payments you received from Freddie Mac over the years. And they estimate it to be about $1.6 to $1.8 million. This was the exchange the other night during the debate. Let's listen.
Your firm was paid $300,000 by Freddie Mac in 2006. What did you do for that money?
Did you ask me?
Yes.
I offered them advice on precisely what they didn't do.
And then you continue to say this.
Were you not trying to help Freddie Mac fend off the effort by the Bush administration?
I have never done any lobbying. Every contract that was written during the period when I was out of the office specifically said I would do no lobbying, and I offered advice.
Former Freddie Mac officials, according to Bloomberg, Mr. Speaker, said that in 2006 you were asked to build bridges to Capitol Hill Republicans and develop an argument on behalf of Freddie Mac's public-private structure that would resonate with conservatives seeking to dismantle it. Is that accurate?
Well, that may have been what they asked. That's not what I did, and that's not what I've ever done. I was perfectly happy to work on the question of what do government-sponsored enterprises do. There's a long American history of government-sponsored enterprises, and I was happy to give them advice on how to present government-sponsored enterprises as a model. But it is, I did no lobbying. I just want to emphasize this. I did no lobbying. I did not reach out to Capitol Hill. I was not directly engaged in that way. I gave them advice on what they could do, but I'm not in the business of lobbying, period.
What was your specific job description over the course of, I guess, your first contract came shortly after you left your speakership in 1999, and then it continued on. But what was your specific job description?
To offer strategic advice. We had set up the Gingrich Group. We've had contracts with a number of major American corporations. Every single one of them, we do no lobbying. We look at what they're doing. We offer them advice. We help them think through their problems, and you get lots of different problems depending on what kind of company they are.
All right. So you never had any conversations with any members of Congress regarding Freddie Mac's business or its business activities? Never.
I would never do that. No.
So this is a consulting contract that you and the Gingrich Group had received from Freddie Mac because of your general political and economic expertise?
Well, I would assume that they wanted the strategic advice of somebody who had been Speaker of the House and somebody who knew a fair amount about what was going on. And that from that perspective, I was very happy to offer them advice. It's sort of funny. A lot of people who use this phrase that I did really well in the debates, and, you know, guys say things like he's the smartest guy in the room. Well, you don't have to believe that about me. But clearly, having been Speaker of the House, having served in Congress for 20 years, having looked strategically at where we're going, there are a number of people who found it useful to get our advice. And we consulted with many companies. Gingrich Group has a very good list of people that we worked with. We then founded the Center for Health Transformation as a part of Gingrich Group. It has had many members, and many of them among the most successful companies in the world.
Over on Fox, Bill O'Reilly talks to political commentator Charles Krauthammer, who thinks that even without this question about getting money from Freddie Mac, Newt Gingrich still hasn't got any chance of getting the nomination.
Can Newt Gingrich secure the nomination, in your opinion?
Well, considering that a couple of months ago I said he had the worst launch since the Hindenburg, you would think that I'm due a little bit of humility now. But as you know yourself, Bill, humility doesn't come easy. So I will repair to my column of April 22nd, where I was predicting the future of the race at the beginning, where I had Gingrich at 12-1. I would say that right now, considering how so many of the other candidates have either knocked themselves out of the race through unforced errors or knock each other out of the race, like Pawlenty and Bachman, that I'd say his odds are maybe 7-1 or 10-1. I don't think they're much better.
Let's then get into why you believe that, because obviously the Speaker has taken support from Herman Cain. You can always see where the support goes. Rick Perry gets into the race, he takes directly from Michelle Bachman. All right. Herman Cain gets hammered for 7 days straight in the media. Some of that support slips over to Mr. Gingrich. So Gingrich now competing with Mitt Romney in most of the polls. Why do you see him as a long shot then?
Because for every other candidate who rose and fell, as soon as they rose, they became a target. Up until now, Gingrich wasn't a player, at least in the polls, so that people didn't go after him. There wasn't scrutiny in the press. There weren't attacks from the other candidates. And he's got the baggage. I'm not talking about the personal stuff. I find that distasteful, and I don't believe in preaching to anybody. But I'm talking about the ideological heresies. And look, he's had a long career. He's had a lot of ideas, and some of them are rather heretical. For example, in the 90s, he supported, with the Heritage Foundation, an individual mandate for health care. Now, of course, he's changed his mind. He's got explanations, but that's a fact. The other thing I think is rather deadly is an ad he cut with Nancy Pelosi, of all people, a few years ago, in which they're sitting on a couch and they are talking about global warming being a real and threatening phenomenon and how governments have to do something about it.
He believes in global warming. I don't know
Well, not so much anymore.
Well, he doesn't want it to intrude on the economy.
No. We asked him about this in our center C portion of the special report. And his answer was, I don't know who that was. I can't believe I did that. In other words, what he's saying now is unlike then when he thought global warming was real. He now is an agnostic, and he would not obviously have a government spend trillions on it as he appeared to be advocating in the past.
Okay.
All right. So talk radio weighing in on Newt Gingrich's rise in the polls. Next up on your countdown.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the new media, what you're listening to, what you're thinking about, and that includes Newt Gingrich's presidential race. Here's host Danny Schaefer along with Natalie Sollers talking about why they think Gingrich can win.
You know, Dan Rather knows an awful lot. He did say something interesting about the neuter.
Anybody who's covered Newt Gingrich over the years knows better than to underestimate him. And he now has the momentum of all the candidates. He's moving up. Remember, he was considered wiped out from almost the first week or two.
Yep.
He's come all the way back. And Newt Gingrich on the move politically is as dangerous as a wounded wolverine.
Unless they're playing Ohio State. What does that mean? Does anybody know what that means?
I don't know, but it was funny.
I used to think that he can't win. I'm starting to think that he can.
I think he can.
Because the reason why I didn't think he could win was because he's, I don't know if you noticed, he likes the ladies too. But at least when he cheats on his wife, he ends up marrying them.
Exactly.
So there's a little bit of nobility in that.
Serial monogamist. That's fine.
Did I just say that? Can we elect a president that's been married 3 times?
I think so. He does stick with his wife. He sticks with his wife for about 18 years.
And then he gets a new
one. And then he cheats and gets a new one.
He gets a much younger one.
So I think this one's been around for 8 to 11 years, something like that. She's got a while before she's got to worry.
So you think Newt Gingrich has a shot?
I think he does.
Or are you just wishful thinking because you will not vote for Romney?
I'll vote for him if he's at the top of the ticket. I just don't want to.
Why? Because he's successful and good-looking and he's a Mormon? Is that what it is?
I don't care about any of that crap. I care about that stupid, you know, mandated you have to buy health insurance in order to be a law-abiding citizen.
So you're a one-issue voter. Hmm. That's kinda,
on
that's,
some things.
It's kind of narrow-minded.
I liked Ron Paul until he said he didn't care if Iran had nukes. So, yeah, there's that one issue that, you know.
I really liked Ron Paul until I heard him speak.
There we go.
A whole bunch of times, and it's like, this dude is certifiably crazy. He is. But I still like him, but he can't win.
Talk host Robert Rees with Gingrich on his mind. He thinks that Gingrich is one of the worst choices out of the entire field.
I mentioned that Newt Gingrich is growing and he's gaining appeal. But I said he probably would. It didn't surprise me he did. But the thing is I've been saying for the past couple of days that I think people have forgotten who Newt Gingrich is. That the guy is the stereotypical establishment Republican. He is the guy that, you know what, same thing with all these guys, really. There are a lot of them are saying a lot of great things right now, but when you look at their record and you look at their past, you kind of have to judge them based on that. And Newt Gingrich has a past that's, it's not pretty. And so the last 2 days, I've spent some point in time going over his past. To say, look, if you're voting for Gingrich because you think he's better than Romney, well, then you're wrong. That pretty much any of the weaknesses that Mitt Romney has, Newt Gingrich has exactly those same weaknesses. And in some instances, he's even worse in his stances, like with individual mandates. Well, I'm not saying he's not better than Obama. He is. But, he's not much better than... He's not better than Romney. Let's just put it that way. Okay? And he's definitely not better than Rick Santorum, frankly, Michelle Bachmann, or even Herman Cain, of course. Herman Cain. In fact, off the beginning, Newt Gingrich is one of the ones I wrote off because of his stances as well as his lack of executive leadership.
Coming up, we'll get to the Penn State scandal for a late review on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Warning. This content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Half past the hour and then some as we continue into the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here. Here's Philadelphia host Dom Giordano talking to one of his callers. The caller thinks Penn State's football season ought to be over. University needs to stop the pensions of every single person who's involved in this crime.
If institutionally you want to get back at Penn State, or the people that did this, I've said all along, stop their pension. Graham Spaniard should not get a $5 million or whatever millions of dollars bailout he's going to get from this. He was the guy in charge. I believe he's complicit in this. Stop the pension of Curley and Schultz, the guy that's getting $321,000 a year, if convicted. Sandusky should not continue to get it. Even Joe Paterno. But no, I wouldn't take it out on the football team. Do you disagree? Do you think I'm making too much of sports? Let's go to the cars. Let's go to Carol in Radnor.
I agree with you 100%. My son-in-law is an alum.
Okay.
He went to the game with Nebraska, and he was very heavy-hearted because the morale there was terrible. I think these boys should not be penalized, and I don't think any of the kids at the university should be. These guys molested these boys.
What would you say, Carol, if we have someone who calls in so I can ask it to you? They'll say, well, look, isn't it a bit unseemly to be going off in a week of, you know, sunny climb and the revelry of a bowl game, given what the heck's going on here? What would you say to that?
I would say, let these kids go and get out of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't deserve to be penalized. The people that need to be penalized are the coaches to the full extent of the law. I agree with you 100%. I have sons, and God forbid if anybody touched one of my sons. But this school, this is a wonderful school. These children that come out of this school are great. They get great careers. Why are you penalizing the entire university for what a few did?
Thanks, Carol, very much. Now, yeah, I don't know if the Big Ten or the selection committee would actually step in and say, given what's going on here, we got to play the schedule out. But imagine now, Penn State, I think, has a reasonable chance to play for the Big Ten Championship, and then that would mean going to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl, a big one, with all the continuing shoes dropping, et cetera, and a lot of money at stake and, you know, a lot of fun for the kids. I see nothing wrong with that. My placing too much emphasis on sports above life of what's happened here. Should the kids have to be in, you know, let's call them young men. I don't want to call them kids because they're older. Should they have to be in sackcloth and ashes, given what was done by the people in charge here up and down the line? I'd say no. I would say they've already, you know, been hit, tarnished by this, because of the actions of adults who didn't do the right thing. And I don't know how, you know, harming them doesn't do anything but just misfire at the wrong people. So I don't want to do that. We shouldn't be misfiring at everybody at Penn State. But I am adamant about guys like Graham Spanier. I'm adamant about Curley and Schultz and Sandusky. And Joe Paterno, despite a life that on balance was tremendous, has a lot to answer for here.
Here's host Jimmy Mathis with former NFL player and Penn State alum LeVar Arrington about Jerry Sandusky's decision to do an interview with Bob Costas.
There's been a lot of frustration from you with Sandusky coming out in the public forum that he did. Do you just believe that it was inappropriate for him to come out at all, or was it more the direction that he took?
I think it was both. I don't know that he needed to come out and have any words to say. If anything, he should maybe had a statement prepared and released it that way, and let the scales of justice measure out and weigh it out and go from there. And then the message on top of that just didn't feel right.
You talk about the scales of justice. Did maybe everybody jump the shark a little bit and want the turnout?
You know, when I look at the whole situation with Joe Paterno and how everything has been panning out, whether we jump the gun on it or not, the bottom line is the situation is the situation. And so for it to be where it is right now, it doesn't really matter what I think. I think when it comes down to thinking about if anybody was wrongly done, it ultimately comes back to those kids and that how that played out. And I don't know the details of it. Don't know what happened. I just know that there were victims in this case. And for whatever it's worth, no matter innocent or guilty, I just think that there are victims in this whole mess of a situation.
We're sitting in your house. We're sitting in a room that you've basically built sort of as a shrine of your accomplishments, which are many. And you look around at the awards that are on your wall, and you have this man who is directly intertwined with your success. You've achieved success that many would never have the opportunity to experience. I mean, what goes through your mind when you look at some of these awards behind you, and you look at a man that was so instrumental in helping you achieve that level?
Yeah, it's your memories are your memories, and they'll never change. I can't go back and change, you know, the fact that I looked up to him, the fact that I did whatever it is that he wanted from me. I can't go back and change my relationship with him at the time.
All right, let's see, let's hear next the latest from the conversation about the occupiers here on the Talk Radio Countdown. Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War.
We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. You know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training to take. In self-preservation, you know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Occupy Wall Street movement around the country. Christine Romans from CNN talks to political analyst Sally Kahn about how she thinks the Occupy movement may be about to change.
The big question this morning, if you take the Occupy out of Occupy Wall Street, is it still a movement?
It is, because I think it's an important distinction between the Occupy tactic and the movement of the 99%. And in fact, in that case, I think we're just seeing the first percent of the movement of the 99% to have true economic opportunity and broadly shared prosperity in this country.
So what's the beginning? What form will the protest take now?
Well, that's a great question, and unfortunately my crystal ball was taken from me at Zuccotti last night, so I can't be sure. But I think we're going to start to see three trends emerging. So first of all, you're going to see the occupation tactic fall away. I mean, look, it's really cold outside. They're a pain to maintain, and they do bring all kinds of problems from folks who are not necessarily supportive of the movement but are looking for help and who have other troubles that should need address.
By that, you mean need address. Perhaps homeless
people. It attracts
people
who have drug issues. Who have,
right.
Certainly. And, you know, look, nobody wants to see people getting hurt. That's obviously counterproductive to the message of what protesters are trying to achieve. So they're going to start experimenting with new tactics. I think it's going to be messy at first. We're going to see a lot of misses and a few hits, but we're going to see them start to find other ways to engage the broad majority of Americans who support what they're doing but weren't necessarily going to go sleep under a plastic tarp.
Uh-huh.
So that's the first. And then second, we'll start to see some leaders emerge.
And who might those leaders be?
I lost that crystal ball. And I don't think we know, and I don't think, frankly, they know. I mean, you have to know, remember that social movements, and this is one, they take a long time. They take a long time to develop. And early on, it's not clear who, what the issues are necessarily going to be, what the movements or the tactics. But leaders will, in fact, emerge. This is not a leaderless movement. It is a leader-full movement. There are thousands of potential leaders, and I think it's going to be a mix of opportunity and serendipity that some of those people will emerge to be spokespeople to bring their stories to the larger public
conversation.
And I guess
the third thing that might happen is they will finally embrace politicians, something the movement has been loath to do.
Well, I actually think the third thing that's going to happen is going to be a faction, breaking off of the more, for lack of a better word, militant groups, the ones who are still, for instance, trying to hold the ground at Zuccotti Park and who still want and who've been more confrontational with police, etc., versus people who see that this is a broader movement. You know, the vast majority of Americans support it. It includes people not just in New York City, but people in Idaho and Iowa and Indiana, and find ways to move from the occupation tactic to a much broader movement that indeed does things like look at the political system. How are we going to change that? How are we going to undo the campaign finance laws that have allowed corporations to buy our politics? That's where they're going to move.
Okay, so let's talk about the message. And I think there have been many messages. And the big criticism of this group is, like, they're all over the place. Has one message emerged despite the fact that so many people are talking about so many different things?
Yeah, there's no question. And it's true. You know, 2 months ago, we in this country, we were talking about debt. We were talking about how to slash Medicaid and Medicare in order to give more tax breaks to the rich. And now we're talking about creating jobs. We're talking about runaway inequality. And we're talking about the fact that Americans are working harder and harder for less and less money. So they've changed the conversation. That wasn't easy. And that's a sign of their success.
Radio man Matt Murphy. With Todd Starnes, a reporter, about the chaos and the arrests of some of the people protesting in New York.
I have frankly enjoyed your communique via Twitter concerning Occupy Wall Street. You were getting just kind of up in arms yesterday about the reporters that were being arrested. I don't think that was necessarily being widely reported, but there was a lot of chaos going on yesterday, Starnes.
There was, and there were a number of reporters that were being hauled off, and I called City Hall, spoke to the mayor's press secretary, and they said, hey, look, reporters don't have the right to go everywhere. You know what? The Occupy Wall Street folks certainly do. I mean, here's a group of people. They turned a very nice public park into a third world encampment. This place was riddled with public defecation, transmittable disease. Women were assaulted, shopkeepers harassed, people were shooting up. I mean, it was just outrageous. And yet the mayor of New York City allowed this to go on for more than 2 months without shutting it down.
And finally, a decision is made to move in. One of the most amusing aspects of this is how the protesters reacted to the fact that New York City decided to do this in the middle of the night. It's amusing in that, you know, these Occupy protesters around the country scream and yell if the police feel the need to use a certain level of force. Oh, police brutality. When the police make every effort not to have to use force and go in the middle of the night, it just makes common sense they would do it this way. They screamed and yelled. My favorite, though, Todd, and I'm interested in your comment, I saw an Occupy Wall Street protester say, they're denying us of our human right to sleep.
Yeah, you know what? They've been denying people in the neighborhood their human rights to sleep for the past 2 months. A lot of folks in Birmingham may not realize that people live in those high-rise buildings. Those were apartments. Parents, moms and dads, they were up all night because these morons were banging their bongos 24/7. So what about the rights of other Americans? You know, I look at it like this. Don't look at it as if it's some sort of a, eviction. The park was just going through some extreme home makeover, Matt. And quite frankly, the occupiers found themselves occupied.
Host Bill Mahler with Tina Sussman from the LA Times about the police moving in on the Occupy protesters while keeping the news media away.
Now, when the police moved in and cleared the park out yesterday, I'm reading here that they kept media away. Was that true? Were you on the beat last night?
They did keep media away, and there have been a lot of there's been a lot of controversy resulting from that. Now, the police chief Ray Kelly yesterday said that one reason media were kept away, and in many cases, actually several were detained, was because the media, he said, were trespassing on private property. Remember, this park where the protesters have set up is actually private property. And his argument was, well, when the police went in to clear people off the private property, if the media happened to be on the private property, they also were essentially breaking the law. However, some media have said that they were actually stopped and detained while they were just on the street trying to cover the event. Police and the mayor have also said that it's not unusual when police go in on a raid to, you know, execute a search warrant, et cetera, to keep media out. But this is one of these issues I think is going to hang around for quite a long time because the media did feel that they had been actively blocked. And I've been covering this for the last 2 months now, and there have been a couple of cases where I questioned why I, as a card-carrying NYPD press holder, wasn't allowed to cross the police line like the press pass is supposed to permit you to do.
Yeah, all of us in the media know the game that's played. You can't go onto private property, but oftentimes you have every right to stand on a public sidewalk and look in. You can point your cameras into private property as long as the camera is based on the sidewalk. So from what you saw, was there any kind of aggressiveness on the part of police? Were batons drawn or anything like that, which suggests the kinds of things that might have gone on because they kept you back?
I personally have not seen any batons drawn in any of the marches I've covered. And remember that when this raid was going on, it was extremely dark. It was quite chaotic. The lights that were on were these, very kind of blinding police lights, which make it really difficult to figure out what's going on at all. I know that there have been past marches where batons have been drawn on protesters. I don't know if any have ever been drawn on the media.
Up next, we go into the minds of the Super Committee from Congress, whose deadline is next week, next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk, talk, and more talk about the super committee. A lot of political right and left of center. Here our hosts, Doug McKelvin and Debbie Monterey, talking to financial analyst Peter Morici about the deficit problems, the budget, inability of the two sides to find any common ground yet for compromise.
Well, the Joint Select Committee on Budget Reduction, a.k.a. the Super Committee, has to reach $1.2 trillion in cuts by the 23rd of November, or else. The or else is not very pleasant. Noted with interest that the GOP leaders yesterday said, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll agree to $250 billion in some new tax revenues spread out over the next 10 years, and in return, you, the Democrats, are going to have to agree to undertake a revamping of the tax code next year, which would freeze top income tax brackets. This sounds like a potential opening and perhaps a positive move. What do you think?
Well, I don't think the Democrats are going to bite. They really want tangible tax increases right now, and it really constitutes capitulation by the Republicans. You know, if you look at where the budget problem came from, in 2007, we only had a $161 billion deficit. In 2011, it was $1.1 trillion, and it's likely to be the same in 2012. Where did it come from? About $900 billion in additional spending, and only an $800 billion of that was not necessary to accommodate inflation. Now, in 2007, we didn't have the two wars. We had the two wars. We had prescription drug coverage and so forth. So this mantra that it was caused by, you know, irresponsible Bush policies is nonsense. In 2007, the Democrats took over the Congress, and they dramatically increased social programs and added, 120,000, 140,000 new employees alone since Obama took office. So, I mean, basically what they're saying is we're going to be the tax collectors for the welfare state. The Tea Party by committee has become the new Bob Dole.
One of the other issues that some of the Republicans on the panel have is addressing health care. Not that, you know, we don't spend a ton on it already, but I'm sure one of their concerns is the full implementation of the health care reform is going to be hugely expensive as well at a time when they're looking for ways to cut some spending.
Well, yeah, and a lot of that's built into the budget projections. The real question is whether health care costs go even up even faster than projected. The health care reforms don't really reform anything. They just provide subsidies for many people to buy health care. And if the president were to lose this case in the Supreme Court, which I don't think he will, I think he'll win that case, then it'll just be a little bit more expensive. We just have to come to terms with the fact that we pay so much more than even other countries with private systems, like the Germans, for health care, because we simply choose not to regulate what is a monopolized market.
Here's host Brian Wilson interviewing Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about this committee and whether or not they can make next week's deadline.
The one big thing on the horizon that I wanted to ask you about is this all this hoop-de-doo over the super committee and the silence.
Right.
And there's an awful lot of stuff swirling around. I'm just curious, from your vantage point, can you nail down anything for us?
Well, it's funny. I just got off the phone, and I may have to cut this off a little short today, Brian. Not that I don't love being with you, but I just the reason I was 2 minutes late is because I was on the phone with an unnamed member of that 12-member August committee. And this person, who will be unnamed, I can call him a he because the Republican committee is just total frustration. You know, that the Democrats only want one thing. And you know what that is?
Yep.
Taxes,
right.
Taxes.
Money.
And Republicans say, wait a minute, what about cutting some of these programs? Oh, no, well, you know, I got to tax the rich, tax the top 1%, tax everybody, tax oil companies, so it's been totally frustrating. They're not getting serious about making the kind of cuts that we need to make. And, you know, this is so, you know, if you saw me on Fox this morning, what I was saying is, look, if we can't cut the first $1 trillion of the $10 trillion of debt that's ahead, and we've already got $15 trillion, so you know, but if we don't do something, we're gonna have $25 trillion in debt in 9 years. But the point is, if we can't cut the first trillion, Ryan, that's supposed to be the low hanging fruit, right? I mean, this should be the easy part, and they can't get together and do this because they can't. The Democrats don't want to cut anything except one area. They do want to cut one area.
The Pentagon.
Yeah, the Pentagon, the feds.
Right.
And that's all they care about. They don't want to get a single social program. That's where all the money is. But those people say, look, and I think the defense budget can take cuts. You and I agree on that, Brian.
Yeah,
but
we
look,
do.
The defense budget is 4% of our GDP. It's half of what it has been historically. As most of your listeners know, and you've got smart listeners, all the growth in the budget has been in domestic and entitlement programs, not in the defense budget.
All right, so this hour of the countdown has passed, and if you want some more information on what we've been talking about, you want to check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show box at DougStephan.com.
Hi, I'm